Governor Rick Snyder has been in office for 8 months, and he's had quite a bit of success getting his proposals through the state legislature. However, the governor hasn't been able to get many Republican lawmakers on board with his proposal to build a new international bridge over the Detroit River. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is one of the Snyder administration's most vocal proponents of a new bridge, and he's on the line now. Lieutenant Governor, we have listeners across the state. For someone who lives in Holland or even the Upper Peninsula, why should they care about the bridge? It's something that sometimes feels like it's a purely Southeast Michigan issue.
Well, it's really about the wonderful export companies that we have all over the state. So you have, whether you're associated with furniture making in West Michigan, or appliances in Southwest Michigan, or grow cherries in the Traverse City area, or even mining and timber and paper industry up in the UP, that all of these entities sell their products all around the world. But our biggest customer, our biggest export market, over half of all the things exported out of Michigan are consumed in Canada. They're our most important customers. And until we improve access to that marketplace, we're going to have a restrictor on the growth of Michigan export companies. And that means a restrictor on the growth of Michigan jobs, top to bottom in the state.
Let's talk a little bit about the politics behind the bridge. In your mind, what has been the biggest obstacle to getting the state legislature, which is controlled by your party, behind the governor's proposal?
Well, part of it in the first half of the year was just the number of proposals that we were working on and the scope and the massive nature of the reform that moved through. We just kind of ran out of time in the first half of the year and didn't give this project as much time as we would have liked to when we were getting the budget, tax, local government, and education reforms through the process. So now we have a fall agenda, which includes a special message on infrastructure and transportation, which this is a part of. And so we're really ramping up the efforts in order to create the right atmosphere and environment to move the legislative proposal through. That being said, there is a billionaire owner of a competing bridge that does not want any competition, especially private sector competition like we're proposing. They have another private bridge. A private company come in, design, build, finance, and run a bridge. And they're used to living in a world of a monopoly world, and they really don't like the idea of any competition, particularly private sector competition like we're proposing.
If not all Republicans are going to be behind the bridge, you're going to need some support from Democrats. And I'm wondering what you're offering them, if anything, in return for their support.
Well, the way that this administration works is it's very different from how things perhaps in politics have worked in the past, where we don't have these kind of the type of deal making maybe that people are used to working under. What we like to do is present an argument and the merits of it, and this is why this is good for Michigan, and reach a critical mass of support that way, kind of the old fashioned way. And this has a lot of appeal across the aisle, though. When you think about this is a project that would put a lot of people to work, that it's one that would improve roads and bridges all over the state of Michigan because of the matching funds benefit of this project for federal dollars to come in and fix roads and bridges all over our state. But then also, it's a matter of everybody cares about jobs. And if this is removing a restrictor to an increase in jobs from our current domestic export companies in this state, that Republicans and Democrats, I think, are going to be interested in supporting this. So we continue our discussions with folks from across the aisle and on our own side in order to build a broad coalition.
And finally, how confident are you that the bridge will get built? And if you're confident, how soon?
I am confident that the bridge will get built because it is the right answer, and I have confidence in our system that even when it works slow, that we'll eventually get to the right answer. And so in terms of, it's for me, it's not really a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And certainly our goal is to have this proposal move through the legislature this fall, and that would put us in a position to be doing some work right away on it. But in terms of construction things happening, who knows, maybe even next summer.
Great. Well, thanks so much for talking with me this morning.
All right. Thank you so much.